Khaimah is one of the few locations in the Middle East and in the Emirates that has really preserved this Arabian authenticity. So some people see it as underdeveloped. We see it as protecting and preserving the authenticity, the heritage, the culture of the destination. It's one of the most unique Emirates because we have three different tribes. So you have the desert tribe, you have the mountain tribes, and the sea tribes. And because of that is relevant to our terrain. Our landscape is very different than most Emirates or all Emirates because we have the highest mountains in the UAE. We have a stunning desert with terracotta color sand. And we have, obviously, beautiful azure blue beaches. Proximity of these natural assets, if you like, is also another unique proposition because of the fact that you could actually go drive up the mountains to the top at 1,900 meters high in an hour's time. You can be at the beach or you can go for a desert safari. And you could do so many activities around this over a weekend if you wanted to. So the destination looks semi-modern in some areas of the communities. In many areas, it still looks very authentic and very Arabian and very natural.
So is there some things that you've decided not to put into the destination to retain that authenticity? What will you not find there?
You will not find high-rise towers. You will not find large shopping malls. You will not find you will not find huge theme parks to begin with, because everything that we are building around there, including our activity, is really focusing on the natural assets of Ras Al Khaimah, on the adventure part. So, for example, when we wanted to build something related to adventure, we built what we call a Via Ferrata, which is an Italian term for the Iron Path. This is a natural climbing ground in the mountains. You'll find this in the Alps, so climbers out there or climbing enthusiasts would know exactly what this is. This is a Via Ferrata that will take about 2.5 hours to complete. It has easy to moderate to extreme climbing areas, and it also has three zip lines that allow you to transfer between one side of the mountain to the other. So we are focusing on this. We went for, obviously, mountain biking, hiking, extreme hiking, and more on the natural activities and events. So diving in the sea, desert safaris. You can enjoy what we call a Bedouin dinner or a Bedouin evening in the desert. So it's almost living like the Arabs did, having a Bedouin meal, sharing the sort of Bedouin entertainment that they used to have back then. And this is very, very popular amongst tourists. You'll find beautiful pristine beaches. You've got 64 kilometers of pristine beaches. You'll find wildlife in the desert. So if you are ever in Ras Al Khaimah's desert, you will certainly see oryx and deer and camels and foxes and rabbits in some places, all in their natural habitat. This is what you will find in Ras Al Khaimah. You'll also find the people of Ras Al Khaimah, because as you may know, Ras Al Khaimah is actually one of the most populous in the what we call the local Emiratis versus the other Emirates. We have about 35% of the population of the Emiratis, so it's there's more probabilities for you to interact with them, to see them. They're humble people, they're happy, they love tourists, and they're always happy to show people around and recommend where they should go. And in some cases, very interesting is if people actually go in the mountains for hiking, we still have tribes who live in the mountains today in stone houses, and they will invite you for tea. Some of them may speak very little or no English, but they'll still extend an invitation for people to have tea in their very humble houses.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about the zip line that you're planning, because that will probably end up in the Guinness Book of Records, won't it?
Absolutely. So today, the longest zip line in the world, which is in the Guinness World Record, is actually in Puerto Rico. It's at 2.5 kilometers long. I did that myself just 3 weeks ago. I went to Puerto Rico to experience that because I wanted to build the longest zip line in the world in Ras Al Khaimah. And we cannot obviously tell you how long it's going to be, but it will beat that 2.5 kilometer record. It will go at very high speeds. The one I did at 2.5 kilometers was about 49 miles an hour, so that's about, 70-something kilometers an hour, which is very fast. And we will build this at elevations in the mountains at over 1,300 meters high. So this will be a great experience with very dramatic views of the Stone Mountains. And we might even include some new experiences that will ever be done as for our zipline, which will be ziplining at night. So we will, you know, light up the mountains, and that will be even more dramatic for people to experience.
Tell me about the Stone Mountains. Are those terracotta as well?
The Stone Mountains are more beige color, if you like, and they're beautiful. They have many beautiful wadis and canyons, and you know, it almost looks like someone took their time carving out these mountains or chiseled these mountains. So they're all stone mountains. However, you do sometimes during the winter season get some sort of flowers that bloom their way out of the rocks. So it's very interesting to see some green areas in those mountains. There's a lot of wild goats that live in these mountains. They don't hurt anybody, and nobody hurts them. They're just wild around the mountains. So you do see wildlife as well there. But, you know, it's very picturesque. And what I really love when you go up to the mountains at about 1,300 feet, we are building a what we call a viewing deck. In this part of the world, or in the UK, you might call it like a beer garden. Yeah, so with a picnic area, food trucks, and the backdrop is the sea of Ras Al Khaimah and the port of Ras Al Khaimah, and probably one of the most stunning sunsets you could see in the region.
What's the port like? Is it quite historic?
We have five ports in Ras Al Khaimah. One of them is historic, and it's very close to my heart, as this port actually has one of the historic sites next to it, which is a village called the Jazeera Al Hamra. Jazeera Al Hamra means the Red Island, and the reason it's called the Red Island because the sand is red color. This is where the Emiratis used to live before the oil. So it has very basic infrastructure. It's built from coral stones, there's watchtowers, mosques, souks, houses with wind towers, and it's a beautiful project that we are now investing to restore and bring back to life in its original state, if you like. And we've worked very close with PwC on recommendations on how we can make this tourist ready. But this is where the Emiratis lived when they survived on fishing and pearl hunting.
You've got a fort in your logo. Tell me about that.
So the fort on our logo resembles, obviously, one of the most important historical sites in Ras Al Khaimah, which is called the Daya Fort, D-H-A-Y-A Fort. This is the only fort in the UAE that's built on a hill, and you'll see the resemblance in the artwork of the logo where you see a little hill just underneath that. This hill was built in the 16th century. It withstood many wars, including a war between Britain and the Ras Al Khaimah tribe in the 1800s. It has you know, a lot of great stories that date back to a navigator also that used to be from that part of the world called Bin Majid, who helped many of the European ships find their way to India during the trade days.
In terms of shopping opportunities, what's on offer? Have you got traditional souks?
We have traditional souks, we have traditional spice souks, and also souks that have shops where the locals have handcrafts and, you know, handmade things for people to take back home. But also we have five very nice shopping malls. They obviously have all the mid-range brands, not luxury brands, because all the luxury brands are available about a 45-minute drive from Ras Al Khaimah into Dubai, where you can go to, you know, the biggest shopping mall in the world, Dubai Mall. Hence, you know, and for us, we're, you know, very much focusing on the middle market. You know, so our hotel product is very much four-star, five-star product, but also our shopping malls are in the same mid-range sort of affordable value for money proposition across the whole emirate.
So finally, what are you most proud of?
We're very proud of our mountains, because that is gives us, you know, the edge and the differentiation between us and the other emirates. We're also very proud of the preservation of culture and heritage that you sense and feel and experience as soon as you enter the emirate. We're also very proud of our leadership, who are extremely humble very liberal and have tourism at the forefront of their agenda. They're very supportive, and they can be seen by tourists when they come to Ras Al Khaimah because they're out and about walking around, and they sometimes visit the hotels. And that gives us great pride to work with, you know, such leadership who are really representing their country and working very close with us in, you know, driving tourism to the destination.